today's assignment is just to go through the worksheets like we always do, and this time get real clarity on what it is that you're looking at in terms of your total income, your total expenses, and your paid toward freedom number. Now remember, income, that's pretty easy to define. Expenses is anything that doesn't count toward freedom. So groceries, socks, heat and lights, those kinds of things, those are expenses. But any investments, any debt that you're paying off, all of that is paid toward freedom. So break it down that way so that you have clarity on where your money is at all times. And again, there's no right or wrong answer here. There's no judgment around, I'm paying out $100,000 a month toward freedom and I've got, you know, $12,000 in monthly expenses. Or I'm paying out $100,000 a month in expenses and I'm only putting out $12,000 toward freedom. This isn't about judgment. It's about awareness. So take the time to go through the worksheets and get clarity. Now, if you've got a business that you're running, there's a whole nother component on profit first. And this will help you get clarity on where your money is at and how your money is being spent in your business in ways that may or may not be empowering you to have a healthy business for the long run. If you don't have a business, you can skip this section altogether. But I encourage you, if you're running a business, whether it's a big business or a small business or anything in between, take the time to run these numbers because it will give you a new sense of clarity and a new sense of awareness on where the health of your business lies.